everyone, and welcome to Kansas City Actors Radio Theater. I'm Cinnamon Schultz, and I'll be your host today for another episode of the finest radio drama performed by your favorite Kansas City actors. This week, we have episode 10 of our original series, Kansas City 1924, written by local playwright Boris Dadaway. Our sponsor for Kansas City 1924 is Tomstown Distilling Company, downtown Kansas City's first legal distillery since Prohibition. Bringing back the roaring 20s in every bottle. When the king of Kansas City was boss, Tom Pendergast, he ruled over a city of gamblers, speakeasies, and rule breakers. The Paris of the Plains never missed a drop of gin, bourbon, or vodka. And they still don't. Tomstown spirits don't just break the rules, they change the game. You can find their vodka, gin, and bourbon at your local liquor store. Tomstown, the people are thirsty. And I hope you people are thirsty for another taste of Kansas City 1924. And now, episode 10, Doppelganger.
After the daring kidnapping of Amy Pritchett and Charlie Cox, all of Colonel Wesley's men take to the streets in small squads, going door to door before the city cops even realize what's happening. A few heads are busted, and some arms are broke before the boys in blue get a handle on the mayhem. Joey Giovanni keeps his head down at the Stone House, while Alice and Big Mike reopen the Royale for business. Upstairs, in a room, Vincent stands in front of the mirror, shaving. Rose stretches across the bed in the room like the Cheshire Cat as she stares bullets into the back of his head.
You have lost your mind.
It'll work. Works every time.
Every time? How many times have you kidnapped people?
I don't like to think of it as kidnapping.
Well then, what do you call it?
It's like having people over without their permission.
Lost your damn mind.
This is a better option, Rose.
Then what?
No, Rose.
Don't now Rose me.
Rose, honey, would I do anything to jeopardize your safety?
I don't know, Vincent. Would you? Because I'm not feeling all wrapped up in warm blankets here.
Abduction doesn't have to be an unpleasant experience.
Oh, why am I even sitting here?
Rose.
Here I am, considering this whole mess.
Don't think about it.
Don't think about it.
Put it out of your head.
Put it out. I'm leaving. I'm not staying here.
You can't.
Get your hands off of me.
There's no way Alice or Mike are going to let you out of that door.
They can try and stop me.
Rose, stop!
What?
Just stop. Just stop and listen. Do you know who that little girl is in that room?
Who?
She very well could be the key to stopping all of this. She is the Cattle Queen's daughter. We're going to trade her for the girls.
So, once she's back home...
Things go back to the way they were.
You believe that?
Children are a powerful weapon. It's not ideal, but it is effective.
Because it might work?
It will work. It keeps blood off the furniture.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Then don't do this.
I don't have an option.
There is always an option.
Not for me. Not with this.
What is Giovanni to you? I accept that you have a past, Vincent. I accept that you have done things that would shake my soul.
Look, Rose, I don't have a good reason. If that's what you're looking for, it doesn't exist.
I'm just looking for a window, Vincent. A window... and a view. Here you are, talking about reasons.
It won't always be like this.
Sure it will.
You don't have any reason to trust me.
I have some.
This will work, Rose.
I just need to know there's another side to all this.
Sure there is. And we will be on that other side as soon as we're done here.
Promise?
Cross my heart. Now look, I have to go.
What? Where do you have to go?
There's some things I have to see to before this meeting this afternoon.
What things?
Well, if I told you, then you'd know.
And I don't want to know?
That's right.
With your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.
As Holiday slips downstairs, Machine Gun Kelly and his best girl, Kate, are waiting for him. Alice and Big Mike are polishing up the brass and cleaning the glass. The room is charged with an energy that is as electric as it is foreboding. Kelly and Kate are packed and ready to go. Vincent has promised them a way out of town.
Looky here, dear Kate. Our brave Sherpa has arrived.
Hi, Mr. Holiday.
You two ready to go?
Ready, able, and willing there, Mr. New Shoes. As soon as I get our reimbursement.
Mm-hmm.
Reimbursement?
They got three of my trucks. I figure we'll just take it out of the till.
Oh, you most certainly will not.
Oh, sure you don't want to rethink that?
Shoot him, Joy. Hey, shoot him.
No, hush, Kate. No need for violence. Are we in agreement?
We most certainly are not. Mike?
Scram, Kelly. You and your girl beat it before I have to cut you in half with my shotgun.
Mm-hmm. All right, easy. Now, look, Kelly, your safe passage home was a deal.
No, not parlaying over that job, Holiday. You and me are square. This here is between me and Giovanni.
Here's the news, Kelly. Three men are dead because of you. And those souls hang on our neck like an albatross. So you can consider those three trucks as a friendly heavy lifting tax.
Let's just go, hon. I know where we can find lots of trucks.
I'd listen to you sprite there and skip off into the sunset.
Uh-huh.
Well, I am a man of reason, and the fact is, money was made, so may our next encounter be a bit easier.
I'd keep out of Kansas City if I were you, Kelly.
Ooh.
Let's go, Holiday. I feel like I can put a bow on this city.
Color me relieved.
Mike, see you at the Stone House later.
Quarter till, Holiday.
I'll be there.
Bye, y'all. It was nice meeting you.
Vincent, Kate, and Kelly leave through the back door. Relief washes over Mike and Alice. They go back to cleaning before Mike speaks.
Alice.
Have you seen these floorboards?
Alice.
Oh, these need to be replaced.
Alice.
What is it?
What's our plan here?
You have the same information I have, Mike.
Well, I know the immediate plan. I'm wondering what your plan is when the circus leaves town.
As long as the sun keeps setting in the west, I don't see any bravery, if that's what you're scratching at.
Well, I should tell you.
You should tell me what?
That suit that closed us down.
What about him?
Offered us the Royale.
Oh, that's rich.
He also offered a squirrel sentence for Giovanni.
Did you tell Joey?
Absolutely not.
They don't have anything.
They don't have anything without us.
So?
They don't have anything.
Right.
This kidnapping.
What is it, Mike? What has you rocking back on your heels?
Hey, now, you're the one who says to put my thoughts out in the open.
Well, what are they?
I'm just giving you all the information I've been given.
So, the feds offered you a deal?
Yes.
And you said no.
I did.
Then that's where we're at.
I'm just being honest with you, Alice.
I get it.
Well, do you?
I do.
Because it doesn't feel like you're doing the same.
You know everything about this bar that I do.
I'm not talking about the Royale. I'm talking about you and me.
Not everything is up for discussion.
There just seems to be a lot of rope twisted lately, and I'm not sure where I stand with you if it snaps.
You've never let me down, Mike. You and I are waist deep in all things. So where is this coming from?
I got a girl now.
What?
I need to know that she's going to be okay.
You have a daughter?
What?
Who sprung a kid on you?
No, I don't have no daughter. No, I got a girl now that I care about. The feds got her locked up.
You're talking about Edith.
Who the hell's Edith? I'm talking about Clemmy.
She's gonna be fine, Mike.
What if this plan of Holiday's goes the other direction?
Then we do it through the courts.
Well, that's just it. I don't want her coming back and doing the things she was doing.
Oh, I see.
I'm just going to move her into my place, and we're going to be June and Jack. what I say.
Mike, you can play house for 40 years, but you and Clem?
June and Jack, you'll never be.
Yeah, maybe.
Looks like you got a customer.
Hello, miss. How can I help you?
Is Joey Giovanni here?
I never heard of him.
Well, can I get a light for my cigarette?
Sure, doll. You're a little early. Music starts around 7.
I'm not here to dance. I'm here to pick up my laundry.
How's that?
Here. Look at this photograph. Do you know this man? That's Vincent Esposito. Ever seen him around?
Looks familiar. Hey, Alice, this guy looks like anybody you know.
Oh, I don't know. Looks like a lot of people.
Maybe I'll perch for a bit and see if he shows up.
Is he a friend of yours?
We're not friends. He's my husband.
At 4 in the afternoon, the ranchers and the mafia will meet at Lockridge's downtown office. As the hour of the meeting draws closer, Joey Giovanni begins to pace the floors of the Stone House. Sweet Anthony Borelli sits up in a corner, polishing his new pair of shoes. And Captain Sullivan scrapes his pipe as he rambles on just to keep a voice in the room.
And then on the 4th day, when he finally returns to the schoolhouse, he does it again. Oh, but this time he does it in front of the entire class. As soon as the teacher walked out of the classroom, he steps up on our desk, drops his trousers and his underclothes, lifts the front of his shirt, and starts shaking his tackle.
This your oldest kid?
Second.
So did it work?
In what way?
Did he have to take the test?
He did not. And now my mornings are driving him south across town to a different school.
Smart kid.
You would see it that way, Borelli.
No. No more talk of your lewd children, Sally. Walk me through this meeting again.
So, think of it as an old Roman Senate. You, Pritchett, two of your boys, she'll have two of hers, as well as representatives from both the goats and the rabbits. My boys will be there, sheriff's department, and some high-end feds.
Are they serving drinks at this party? There gonna be some entertainment?
I know it sounds like a lot of people.
It is a lot of people. Yeah.
Well, when you raise the ire of an entire community, there has to be accountability.
It all seems a little too...
American?
Yes. Too many people making a simple decision. I don't like it.
How do we know we're not going to get blindsided?
Pritchett won't sacrifice the safety of her daughter.
How is the girl?
She's as good as the male, Joey. Yeah, your Lady Alice has her pinned up with roses and spiced cakes.
I want you to handle the drop, Tony.
I think I should be in the room with you, Joe.
Sally, will you excuse us?
Sure, Joe. Well, I'll see you there.
Anthony.
My gut is working it out like Brothers Grimm over here, Joe.
We own nothing in this world, Anthony. To say you own something other than your heart and your mind is a lie. When I came to Kansas City, we traveled through parts of the Indian nation.
Oh, I don't want to hear one of your stories, Joey. Just tell me what you want to do.
Oh, you will listen. You will... Those people, the ones that I saw, taken from their land in the east and... moved to a part of this country the government saw no value in. Different tribes for generations now forced to live together. A godless people with God forced upon them. What benefits do they find in a God that has brought only pain to their way of life? Yet the land was littered with churches. I saw this young woman. She had been beaten and left for dead under a tree. There was blood running down the inside of her legs, and her clothing was torn. I could hear her whispering some broken language. I wanted to help her, but surrounding her were a group of men and women who did not let us approach any closer. So we moved on.
Yeah.
But That image of that young woman has never left me. Her pleading, her cries have kept me awake too many nights. Mm-hmm. Then, one day it came to me. I realized what I had seen on that rod under the tree. Those were not her people. Those people with her were not her tribe. That day, however, they had a common enemy. It was us. Us, this group of travelers passing through. I shared this with my brothers. They said, why should they be scared of us? I thought to myself, well, for every reason. I think about these cowboys, these brazen men fumbling around our city like oversized children. Uh-huh. I realize they don't know us. They're just following orders. They don't know what we are capable of. If something happens to me, I want you to kill Bridget.
Joe.
And I want you to do it in front of her daughter. And then go to Chicago and tell Torrio I need 15 men for the coming winter. And you go in person. I don't want any of Pendergast's hen house operators mm-hmm. to hear a word.
In front of her daughter.
If I am shot down or captured, you slaughter that woman in front of her daughter.
Yeah, sowing the seeds of retribution there, Joey.
Retribution and revenge are a fantasy in the real world. It's a story we tell children so they don't pull on their sister's hair.
Yeah.
You break the legs of a child when it's young. They don't grow up to run faster. They grow up with a limp.
Oh, I'll paint a picture that'll keep her awake at night.
You're a good man, Tony.
So, who's in the room with you?
Mike and Vincent.
Holiday, what is your love story with this guy?
Oh, I do what I do out of respect for his family.
His family? Who the hell is his family?
He's the son of Mario Esposito, Tony.
You're telling me that no stomach for blood prima donna is the son of the butcher?
Yeah, here to lay low under federal investigation.
Joey?
What? What? Why are you looking at me like this?
Mario Esposito doesn't have a son.
Sweet Anthony's news drains all the blood from Joey Giovanni, and his mind races. What ends could Holiday have in store for him? He sits in silence. Anthony laughs. However, the wheels are in motion. The last tumblers have fallen. There's no stopping this summit. In Lockridge's heavily peopled office, Joey stares at Vincent, looking for some sign. Resolute that whoever Vincent is in business with, Pritchett carries more water. But for the sake of precaution, Joey Giovanni demands that the room be cleared. He wants to talk to Pritchett alone.
I had nothing to do with the death of those boys.
No, we share that weight.
I have always been very clear to my men what was permitted and what was not.
Your men? That's an incredibly tribal way of thinking there, Joey.
Well, some men's loyalty lies in the depth of their pockets. Others...
Finish your thought. You haven't offended me yet.
No, nor do I intend to. We are not actors. Let us not pretend that this is anything more than a compromise.
You asked to clear the room, not me. What threat do you have for me that you don't want to share with our host?
Oh, I wanted a moment alone. I'm not comfortable surrounded by unfamiliar people.
Oh, am I so familiar?
More than you admit, I think.
My prayer is that I never see you again.
I also pray for blindness, but not in my own house.
What are you digging for, sir?
How well do you trust our host?
About a half mile more than I trust you.
I think we want the same thing in the end.
You want my daughter returned to me? Because that's all I'm looking for today.
And a stop to the violence.
I want a wall between you and me, 100 foot high and slick as glass. I don't care about your liquor. I never have.
No?
You started this bloody season when you tried to dig into my pockets with those trucks.
Trucks?
Then you poisoned my livelihood.
I have no connection to your absurd accusations.
You take me for a fool, sir.
Why? Yeah.
And now you steal my daughter. What possible resolution do you offer? I have grown to weather calamity over the years, but you, sir? You are a blight on this community.
Oh. And I see my responsibilities as a soothing balm to the good working people of Kansas City. Mistakes were made, yes.
Oh.
Misunderstandings abound. However, the future is what we determine, you and I.
There will never be a you and I, Giovanni. No understanding, no relationship.
Ah.
You give me back what's mine, and I'll keep my men from burning down every last gin joint you own.
And all goes back to winter?
We'll open the roads back up, but you stay out of the West Bottoms.
And the cutworm forgives the plow?
You'll find no forgiveness here. The way I see it, you're a passing plague. Mm-hmm. Your existence is nothing more than a momentary lapse of reason. I have endured plague before your people. You won't have a leg to stand on once prohibition ends. I just have to endure you.
But you're mistaken. As long as people want what they can't have, there will always be room for a man like me. You can keep us out of sight, like some half-breed child, but we will still eat.
Yeah.
But I am in agreement. Shall we call the others back in?
As long as you're clear that your greed's shadow shall never fall on my doorstep again.
And if you ever try to strangle me again, I'll cut off both of your hands.
Call them back in.
After hours of negotiation, an accord is struck. The feds will release Giovanni's women to the care of the city police, who will, in turn, charge them with indecent exposure. On their return, Amy Pritchett and Charlie Cox will be returned to the West Bottoms. Agent Rouse will be relocated to the Omaha office, and the Goats will agree to back Arthur W. Nelson for governor of Missouri. Booz returns to 12th Street, and Colonel Wesley's men are to return to Texas. As in all good negotiations, no one is happy. Joey, Big Mike, and Vincent drive back to the Royale. As the three men enter, Vincent freezes at the sight of Bianca at the bar. On the stage, Rose sings as her brother George plays.
Bars open, everyone! Set them up!
Vincent, I want you to join me for dinner tonight.
Sure, Mr. Giovanni.
Oh, good. George is back. Rose is singing and God's in his heaven. All's right with the world. Would you agree, Vincent?
Mostly.
Alice?
Joey?
Have you seen Anthony?
Word came down from Sullivan. The girls have been cut loose. He's escorting the princess and her guard dog back to the Bottoms.
Good, good. We have still more to discuss. When he returns, have him join us for dinner.
Sure, Joe.
Hello, Vincent.
Whoa! Who is this beautiful creature, Vincent?
Bianca, meet Mr. Giovanni. Joe, this is Bianca, my wife.
What?
Pleasure. We need to talk, lover.
Wife? You are full of surprises, Vincent.
Why don't you follow me up to my room? We can talk there.
Join us for dinner tonight, Bella Bianca.
Vincent?
We'll be there, sir. Thank you.
Excellent. These months apart, I won't expect you to be on time.
We'll do our best, sir.
Oh, what? No kiss for this flower. So much time between you, and no affection for this vision.
Kiss me, Vincent.
I thought we might wait until we were in the room.
I can't wait that long.
As Bianca steps into Vincent, her shoulders sway ever so slightly as her head tilts. Her lips touch his slightly at first, and her body follows suit.
You always seem to get the other kind.
It's a long, slow, almost methodical embrace. As Vincent turns Bianca, his eyes catch Rose, singing.
You look for him and find him fooling around some other gal.
Rose stares at him. She looks to the floor. She glances at the ceiling, and then she looks past everything.
Ah, Vincent. Full of surprises.
So if your man is nice, take my advice and watch him in the morning to find out where he goes and take away his money, even lock up all of his clothes. 'Cause a good man, I say a good man nowadays is hard to find.
This is Kansas City, 1924.
Poor Rose. Perhaps like Pagliacci, forced to perform while her heart is breaking. Will she recover? Stay tuned. Featured in this week's episode were Victor Rader Wexler as the narrator, Bree Woods as Rose, Matt Schwader as Vinnie Holiday, R.H. Wilhoit as George Kelly, Ellen Kirk as Alice, Alyssa Lynn as Kate, Scott Cordes as Big Mike, Manon Halliburton as Bianca, Mike Ott as Police Captain Sullivan, Rusty Sneary as Sweet Anthony Borelli, Mark Robbins as Joey Giovanni, and Jan Rogge as Ma Pritchett. The episode was directed by Victor Rader Wexler, sound design and engineering was by John Robertson, and it was written by Forrest Attaway. Kansas City Actors Radio Theater is made possible by support from donors like you and our program sponsors, which include the Estelle S. and Robert A. Long Ellis Foundation, the Muriel McBrien Kaufman Foundation, the Richard J. Stern Foundation for the Arts, the Miller Nichols Charitable Foundation, Theater League, the Missouri Arts Council, Arts KC, and special thanks to Mark and Valerie Andrus. Of course, our exclusive sponsor of Kansas City 1924 is Tomstown Distillery. Tomstown spirits don't just break the rules, they change the game. You can find their vodka, gin, and bourbon at your local liquor store. Tomstown, the people are thirsty. I'm Cinnamon Schultz, and please stay healthy and stay tuned.